didn't come to adjust to the environment. He came to create the environment. God is telling you in 2008, you shall become the change agent. In your job, in your business, in your school, in your university, in your home, you shall become the one that brings change. Shout amen, somebody. You are not here to accommodate. You are here to infiltrate. You are yeast. You know, yeast is useless when it's together with other yeast. Come on, ladies, talk to me now. We will bake bread and so forth. The yeast in the package is useless. It is only activated when it goes into the dough out there.
Hallelujah.
This week, we're going to yeast your yeast. Every session will put more yeast in you. Hallelujah. And then next week, spit you out into the dough, and Australia will never be the same because of Influence 2008. Shout amen, somebody. I received 19 invitations for this 1 week to go other places. And I chose to come here because I like the spirit of that man. He believes in not preparing you to go to heaven, but preparing you to take over the community and impact the nation. It's about yeast in the name of Jesus. Shout amen, Paradise Community. So we're here to bring his kingdom influence. What is a kingdom? Here's my definition I gave you this morning. Write it down again. A kingdom is the sovereign rulership and governing influence of a king over his territory, impacting it with his will, his purpose, and his intent, producing a community of citizens that literally express and reflect the king's nature and culture and morality and values and lifestyle in that community. In other words, a kingdom is not a religion, it's a government impacting a domain, producing a citizenship that looks just like the king. You know, it's amazing, in the Bahamas, when we were colonized by the British, we began to look just like the British. We wear neckties in 90 degrees. We spoke the king's English. And we drank tea 4 times a day in 90 degrees Fahrenheit. And we drive on the left-hand side of the street. And we studied every king of England in school. We memorized every one of Henry VIII's wives, even the ones he killed. We memorized every play of Macbeth, Shakespeare. We studied everything. Why? Because when a kingdom colonizes you, its lifestyle becomes your lifestyle. So in the Bahamas, we know nothing about Africa. All we know about is England. That's how kingdoms colonize. They take away your history and give you a new one. When you come into the kingdom of God, God takes away your history of sin and degradation and abuse and depression and sickness and fear. And he gives you heaven's wonderful history of salvation and peace and joy and love and long-suffering and goodness and kindness. And you become a son of the living God. Give God a praise if you are in the kingdom of God. Kingdom, therefore, doesn't have members. It has citizens. Paul says your citizenship is in heaven, even though you are living on earth. You know me, I'm from the Bahamas, where God lives. And, you know, even though I'm in the Bahamas, I mean from the Bahamas, I am in Australia. But I am still a Bahamian. My location does not change my disposition. I am a citizen of the Bahamas, but I am in Australia. So I am in Australia, but not of Australia. So when Paul says, hey, your citizenship is not from earth, it's in heaven. Even though you are here, your official papers are in heaven.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
trying to figure out, how can you pull it off? They're trying to figure out, how are you still around? How are you still praising God? How are you celebrating God? You tell them, I got on iron.
Tree.